producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Classic cars in the first half hour with Dave Kinney, esteemed automotive journalist. He's a contributor to both Auto Week and Automobile Magazine. Also is a publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide. And we'll get the inside scoop on where he has been recently, where he is headed to, because January, the month of January, traditionally is a huge month when it comes to classic car auctions. Coming up a little later on the hour, we'll continue our coverage of the 2016 Detroit, aka North American International Auto Show. I was there this past week, and it was freezing. I was just talking to Justin, my producer at GCN, which is in Minnesota, where it's actually 7-8 degrees below zero right now. It wasn't quite that cold in Detroit, but wind chill wise, it was definitely that. And it always snows during press days. It's traditional. And sure enough, it snowed again here for 2015. But for all of our listeners in the greater Detroit area, be sure and take the time to head down to Cobo Hall and check out all of the great new cars and concept vehicles. 855-660-4261 is our toll-free number from across North America. If you have a question anytime throughout the show, we would love to hear from you, or you can email us up at bob@boblongradio.com, not only during the show, but 24/7. That email is available to you, bob@boblongradio.com. Right now, let's bring along esteemed automotive journalist and expert in the classic car realm, Dave Kinney, back to the airways of Auto World. Happy New Year, Dave. How you doing?
Hi, Bob. I'm doing well. How about you?
Not too bad, thank you. Coming off a little bit of a busy travel schedule, I was in Las Vegas for the Consumer Electronics Show, and then was in Detroit for the big auto show. And I believe you, my friend, have been on the road recently as well.
I was down in Fort Lauderdale while you were freezing. I was nice and warm. So no sympathy from you, I'm sure. But I went down for a very small auction down there. That's always a lot of fun to go to a classic car auction called the Fort Lauderdale Beach Auction. And it's fun because you get to not only see the cars, but it's the first time of the new year. You can talk to your friends about what's coming up and what's going on and what they're thinking about for the classic car market, as well as what they own, what they're selling. All kinds of fun stuff in kind of a relaxed atmosphere before the Mecum sale, which is ongoing right now, and, of course, the Scottsdale sales, which are coming up starting in about 10 days.
Yeah, the calendar this year pushes the Scottsdale events a little further out than traditionally, but the Macomb affair in Kissimmee, just outside of Orlando, Florida, is a pretty big event, to say the least. And Macomb, although they dialed back on the number of auctions that they did in 2015 versus 2014, nevertheless, they do move a lot of cars in every one of their events.
About 3,000 cars expected for this year's event. And literally, I've been looking at what they've been selling, and they're starting now. They're basically 2 days into automobile sales. You're going to be able to go there with $2,500 or, you know, somewhere around $250,000 or maybe $2.5 million and, pick a car. So that's about the widest variety you're going to see. And it's shaping up to be a pretty interesting year in the classic car world. I've got a lot to talk about in the next few minutes. So I think this might be 2016, might be the year of the muscle car.
The year of the muscle car. Tell us more about that, Dave. We certainly have seen times in the past where muscle cars were extremely popular. Then we saw her dialing back price-wise. But 2016, the muscle cars are hot again?
I think so. Bob, let's just get this straight out here. I'm not in the prediction business, and I'm not particularly good about it. My track record is probably about 70%, which I'm going to say is a lot better than just flipping a coin. But I really think that we have got increasing wages. We have some good economic news in the United States in terms of interest rates staying low. There's bad economic news around the globe right now with China and some other things going on. But I really think everything's shaping up for this to be a year where we're going to see a lot of increases in values in muscle cars. And I'm talking muscle from, mid-price muscle. Let's talk about, maybe Mercury Cougar or something like that, all the way up to the top dogs, the Hemi Cuda convertibles from 70 and 71.
That's interesting. Certainly the muscle cars continue to be popular across the board, and even in the new car realm, we see an awful lot of interest from consumers in the modern-day muscle cars, but there's nothing like the nostalgia of the older muscle cars, Dave, and it just astounds me the prices that some of these vehicles fetch, remembering the days when you could pick these up for relatively short money, and nowadays when you see anything with the name Hemi on it, any Hemi-powered vehicle from the Chrysler brand, just has gone through the roof and continues to hold its value.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing because in 2008, muscle car prices generally took a big dip. Not all that bad. I mean, it wasn't like kind of blood in the streets type of thing, but let's say 20%, not across the board. Some took a 30% or more dip, and some only took a 15% dip, and some stayed the same. But I'm really thinking that things are, kind of the stars are lining up. Now, we're going to know a lot more in a week, and we're going to know an awful lot more in 2 or 3 weeks. What I'm looking at, what I'm kind of, talking to people about, and where the market seems to be going, I think we're going to have a lot of classic muscle car action. And, you were saying about you can't duplicate those cars, and it's the smell, it's the sight, it's the smoking tires, a lot of it is the nostalgia of the cars. They were really, really hot stuff back in their day. And, there's kind of, 10,000 varieties of muscle cars as well. So you've got so much to choose from and, so much big American V8 power to enjoy. It's really kind of a celebration of kind of the 1960s and the 1970s automotive world. Let's stay tuned and let's see that. But I'm starting the year off with a big prediction, so let's see where that goes.
In addition to muscle cars being hot for 2016, Dave, do you see continued interest in anything air-cooled Porsche? That seems to be something that is definitely continuing.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you driving Cadillac there?
Busy on the city of Arizona. Over the next few weeks, Dave Kinney, publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide, contributor to Automobile and Auto Week, will be there and putting in a lot of long hours. And Dave, before that heartbreak, you were about to look into your crystal ball a little further and tell us about some of the other things you're expecting for 2016. You've already gone on record saying that the muscle cars are back, so that's going to be an interesting thing to watch, and I'm certainly rooting for that. So what other trends do you see emerging for 2016?
We've been talking for a while about a lot of the Japanese cars from the 80s and 90s, and I think that's going to continue. We're going to see a lot more interest and growth in some of the, you know, some of them are oddball cars. Some of them are just fast little, little people movers like the Honda CRX. But we're going to see a lot of the specialty stuff, including the Acura NSX, which I know we've talked about before, increasing in value and in interest. But there's some things coming up from the 2000s that are interesting. Of course, on the high end, the Ford GTs, built in 2005 and 2006, and the BMW Z8s, also built in the 2000s, have really, really gotten a lot of collector interest. But I think we're going to see a lot more kind of mainstream stuff become of more interest to collectors as this normal process continues. There's nothing unusual about collectors doubling down on some cars. 560 SLs in the Mercedes-Benz line, and then some of the newer models than that as well. Now, the argument against some of these cars is always the same. They're very complicated. They're expensive to fix. But, you know, a lot of the times what happens is people find workarounds on these things, number one. Number two, they get familiar with what goes wrong with them and proactively can work against that sort of thing happening to them. And then also we're going to see another car, which I'm kind of looking out for, is the early Ford Taurus SHOs. They were Yamaha engine Ford Tauruses. Very, very fast for their day. Most of them were pretty well used up back in the day, but I'm seeing some renewed collector interest in the kind of the survivors, the low miles ones that kind of escaped, especially those with a manual transmission. So, you know, literally the number of cars coming up is endless. Keep in mind that the collector vehicle market expands every single day. You know, a lot of times people don't stop and think about this, but when a car becomes 25 years old, when it's a survivor, when it's remained on, you know, online, somebody has it, somebody's taken care of it, there's a whole new level of interest that comes in from a generation that couldn't afford the car, possibly when it was new, or always thought it was kind of fun and quirky. And, now they've got maybe, a regular everyday car or a company car or something like that, and they're looking for something fun to do on the weekends, and so that becomes an interest to them.
It certainly makes a lot of sense, Dave, and certainly, like you say, there are so many wonderful vehicles to choose from, something to fit just about anybody's pocketbook. And when you go out to Scottsdale, how many auctions are slated for 2016? I've lost count, Dave. What's the latest?
Okay. We're going to start with the affordable auction. We start with silver auction. Then the ones everybody knows about to more or less, extent. We've got Russo and Steele and also Scottsdale. Both of these are held in, also Barrett Jackson. Both of these are held in Scottsdale. Then we go down to Phoenix for the Gooding auction as well as the RM auctions that are going on down there. I bet you I've missed something. Oh, yes, of course. Also up in Scottsdale, the Bonhams auction. It's a mile a minute, Bob, as you know, from being at the auto show, you're supposed to be in 15 places at once and it's just not possible to do. So you have to pick where you want to be. I think this is going to be a great year to be in Scottsdale. If you're anywhere around there, let's say if you're listening in Los Angeles or, Las Vegas or something like that, or maybe even if you're out there in Denver and the weather's really freezing cold and you want to warm up a little bit, it's not a hard place to get to. You don't have to, get tickets well in advance. You can pretty well pay at the door and get into a lot of these events. Hotel rooms are not cheap, I will say that, but if you can go 20 or 30 or 35 miles out, you can get something a lot more reasonable. But there there's something going on literally 24 hours a day in Scottsdale. But we should probably back up a little bit because down in Orlando and Kissimmee, where Meekin's going on, you know, talk about something for everybody. There is, I would guess, maybe about 11 hours of auction per day, something like that, that's coming up for the next solid week. It's going on right now. People can watch that online as well, too, at Meekum.com, and also watch it on television. And we've talked, Bob, you and I have talked before about the impact of television on these classic car auctions, and that will continue in 2016.
No question about it, Dave. It's had a tremendous impact, and it's driven a lot more people into the hobby, and more of the auction companies really should get into putting their auctions on the television. I know lots are doing live stream and streaming, but Barrett Jackson certainly led the way with that years ago. Let's touch a little bit on Italian-bodied vehicles. It seems to me that anything with an Italian body, whether it be a Ghia or a Pantera, may have, you know, different architecture, whether it's a Ford-based architecture like the Pantera was, or the Ghias, which were Chrysler-based. I understand those kind of vehicles are very, very hot these days.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, with the Italian cars, a lot of it is just all about style. You know, they really knew how to do it right back then, and they really spent the time to make the cars beautiful. That's not saying that other cars at the same time period weren't beautiful. There are plenty of cars, but, you know, no one hit it out of the park quite more often than the Italians did in terms of the styling. And so, you know, from literally the most expensive cars in the world, these millions and billions and tens of million dollar cars like Ferraris and such like, all the way down to some of the, you know, the Fiat specials that were built by some small specialist companies, they're becoming very, very collectible, or they've all become very, very collectible, and they will stay that way. Part of it is also the passion the cars were built with. These were a lot of companies that went against every single odd to make cars happen. And like you said, sometimes they have Ford powertrains, sometimes they have powertrains from Chrysler. A few even have General Motors powertrains, and sometimes they were domestically powered. But just some of the most passionate-looking automobiles, all the way up through the 50s, 60s, and 70s, we're familiar with them. But then again, there's also cars that are now 25 years old and are able to be imported into the United States, and we're seeing a lot of those cars come in. Some of the very special Alfa Romeos, for example, are being sought up by collectors or bought up by collectors, having long been thought.
Absolutely. Have a bad thought, Dave.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at Slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at Slingbow.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
The name of the program is Auto World. Straight ahead, our continued coverage of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. We'll continue with esteemed automotive journalist Gary Witzenberg. We're wrapping up with Dave Kinney, publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide, contributor to Automobile and Auto Week. And Dave, before we say goodbye, and we're going to be talking a lot in the next few weeks, we'll definitely do some full-hour broadcasts. Make sure and remind folks about the Hagerty Price Guide, what it is all about, and where folks can find it.
Okay, thank you, Bob. The Hagerty Price Guide is available at Hagerty.com, and all the contents of the Price Guide are available free for you to take a look at Hagerty.com as well. You just go there and click through to valuation tools, and we value cars. We value all cars, Bob, don't we? But we value cars from 1946 all the way up to some cars in the 2000s. We're building it out all the time, making it bigger, making it the best in the industry. We try really hard. And, Bob, thank you so much, and look forward to a great 2016 and talking to you lots more times.
Absolutely. We'll get you on for a full hour and get your take on what's happening in Scottsdale. No question over the next couple of weeks, Dave. Thanks
very
so
good,
much
sir.
For your
thank
time.
You.
There he is, the one and only Dave Kinney. We move from one great guy to another great guy. This gentleman is a contributing editor for the Kelley Blue Book, KBB.com. He writes for Corvette, Collectible Automobile, where he's a correspondent, as well as being a correspondent for Motor Trend, Ward's Auto World. He's a columnist with Autoblog Green and a juror with the North American Car and Truck of the Year. He's also based out of the
the Motor City, Detroit area, and he joins us live on the program right now. Gary Witzenberg, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Hi, Bob. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Thank you very much for asking. Why don't we begin by talking a little bit about the North American Car and Truck of the Year. My
sure.
alma mater, and you're certainly a correspondent for Motor Trend, named the Camaro the Car of the Year, and the Volvo XC90 the Sport Utility of the Year. We saw a slight difference of opinion, but not that much of a difference. One was completely the same as Motor Trend, that being the XC90. It was in the car realm that Motor Trend chose something different, the Honda Civic.
Yeah, well, not Motor Trend. It was, you mean the North American Car of the Year?
Yeah, the North American Motor Trend. Yes,
right. That, as you recall, the Camaro was one of the top 10 finalists, mm-hmm. and in fact, so was the Chevy Volt. So Chevrolet had 3 out of those 10, and really the 10 were 9 because the Cadillac CTS or CT6, I mean, the new large Cadillac, didn't come along in time to be included. So that was interesting to me that 3 out of those, really a third of the semifinalists, let's say, were Chevrolets. Now, of those 3, the Malibu got the most votes among the jurors, and it became one of the actual semifinalists, as you know. The Civic, Honda Civic, the Chevrolet Malibu, and the Mazda MX-5 Miata, interestingly, were the top 3 that got voted on in the second vote. And the Civic bested the Malibu, but not by much. They're both outstanding new vehicles, and they have in common a few things. There's a size difference. The Malibu's a size up from the compact Civic, but also they're solid family cars in very competitive segments, and they're relatively affordable and attainable, which I've always thought the Car of the Year should be, as opposed to something that's a lower volume, much more expensive car. The Mazda Miata, everybody loves that car. It's officially MX-5, but we all call it Miata still from what it used to be. But I don't see that as Car of the Year, as a low volume two seat sports car. I was not surprised that it didn't make the Car of the Year. I would have been surprised very much if it did. But it's a fine improvement. And the one thing they all 3 have in common is they're huge improvements over the ones that they replace.
That's always a good thing, Gary, and not always an easy thing for the automakers to address and find quickly, so GM, kudos to them for getting those fixes right. Let's talk about the Volt and the companion, the Bolt, being announced in the Motor City. Tell our listeners a little bit more about the Bolt.
Well, the Bolt, B-O-L-T, and I'm not sure I really like that name so much, but it is a pure electric with a pretty large battery in it that Chevrolet at this point is saying can go as much as 200 miles on a single charge, which is exceptional for any pure EV other than the gigantic battery and very expensive Tesla Model S. If that's true, the proof is in the pudding, so to speak. I haven't driven it yet, but even if it's in the 150, 160 range, that bests pretty much everything else out there that's a pure battery electric. And they are saying, again, I can't testify to this yet, but they're saying it is also quick and fun to drive, and the interior is pretty roomy and airy, and they're looking at it even as a car share or a kind of an Uber taxi service kind of vehicle, because it has a lot of passenger room inside it for its fairly modest exterior size. And as you probably know, GM has done a deal with Lyft, I think L-Y-F-T, which I don't know it well, but it's kind of an Uber-like personal taxi service that they're going to provide a bunch of these to that service. Now, the Volt with a V, we're all familiar, I think, with the first generation, which I've been a fan of. That's the extended range electric, which I think most people know by now. That means you have a battery that'll get you a certain range, however you drive and whatever the temperature, it's going to vary. But once the battery is depleted, you're not stuck. Then the engine fires up and keeps you going. And then it's essentially a fuel-efficient compact. The engine doesn't drive the wheels, but it drives a generator that provides electricity that keeps the vehicle going once the battery is depleted. And you theoretically never have to recharge the battery again. You could drive it on gasoline-powered electricity generation as long as you want. What most people do realistically is they plug in overnight. They do, you know, only a relatively modest amount of miles to and from work or shopping or whatever during the day, plug in again at night, and that little engine rarely starts, so they rarely burn any gas at all. But it's there when you want to go further or when you have to go further, and that's the beauty of the extended range. Now, having said all that for background, the new Volt is just an incredibly, as good as the old one was in most ways, the new one is incredibly improved over the old one. First of all, the all-electric range, where the old one, the previous generation, would go mid-30s, maybe roughly 35, give or take, miles on the battery alone before the engine kicked in. This one is good, they say, EPA says, for 53. And that's a huge improvement, partly because of the system itself is much more efficient than the previous one, and the battery carries more energy. It's not physically larger, but it's more energy energy dense is the right term. And I can tell you as a side note, I have driven that car. I was hugely impressed with it on some twisty roads in California north of San Francisco. And with a co-driver leaving just north of the Golden Gate Bridge and driving up the coast on some very twisty roads and not driving hard or in a hypermile fashion, just driving normally, we got 58 out of the battery before the engine ever started. And that was pretty incredible. But the interior is so much better than the old one. The instrumentation, which was one of the few complaints about the old one, the handling of it, the performance of it, and the look of it, that's subjective. But most of us think it's a much better looking car than the previous generation.
We'll take a pit stop for some important messages, and we'll come back on the other side. More Detroit 2015 with esteemed automotive journalist Gary Whitzenberg. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair from lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Each and every day, she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. That's working. Don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Barry Wittenberg is with us, contributing editor to the Kelley Blue Book, Corvette collectible automobile correspondent for Motor Trend, Ward's Auto World columnist for Auto Blog Green, juror for the North American Car and Truck of the Year, as we mentioned in the previous segment, the North American Car of the Year went to the Honda Civic, and the Truck of the Year went to the SUV from Volvo, the XC90, and I had that little confusion that my alma mater, Motor Trend, indeed named the Camaro the Car of the Year, but many years there's some consistency between the two, but I'm glad to see that the choice has been made. And Gary, why don't you walk our listeners a little bit through that process a little bit, as the juror is made up of a vast number of great journalists from all different areas of automotive journalism, and you guys start out with a rather large list, and then you pare it down, and then that pare that down to, I believe, three for each category.
Sure, Bob. Well, it isn't a vast number, but I guess compared to most car or truck of the year competitions, it is. There are right now currently 53 veteran journalists of all types, radio, TV, print, and online, and it's capped at 60. For a long time it was 50, and then they raised the cap to 60, so there may be more at some point, but today it's 53 men and women on that list. And the process starts with a long list, which is pretty much everything that's either all new or very substantially new for the new year. And that long list can be, you know, 50 vehicles or so in any given year, just to pick a number. Then there's an initial kind of an informal vote where all of the jurors just provide their impressions of the 10 or 12 or maybe sometimes as much as 15, it varies by juror, that they think ought to be considered for the Car of the Year. and that narrows it down to typically about a dozen. This year, as I said earlier, it was 10 cars and 12 trucks. Trucks and utilities are included with trucks. And so that becomes the short list. And the short list is then voted on in November, and that is a more formal vote where every juror gets 25 points, and you can spread those 25 points around among the 10 or 12 vehicles on each of the lists. And you can only give a maximum of 10 to any one of them. And if you do that, then you can only give a maximum of 9 to another. So you could go 10, 9, and 6 to your three favorites, or you could spread them out, as I typically do, a little bit more finely than that. And then the result of that vote is done through Deloitte & Touche, a secret ballot system, kind of like the Oscars, that they tally those votes, and they then present. Lately, it's been at a meeting of the Automotive Press Association in early December, the list of the top three vote getters from that vote. And as I said earlier, it was the Chevy Malibu, Honda Civic, and Mazda MX-5 Miata that were the top three vote getters from that first vote. And first real vote, as distinguished from that email vote that we do just to narrow it down the long list to a short list. And the on the truck side, it was the Volvo XC90, which ultimately won, as we know, and the Nissan Titan XD, which is the diesel Cummins diesel V8-powered brand-new Nissan Titan, which is quite a truck. It's a bit rough and ready. It's not as refined and soft as the light-duty trucks of the big three, the domestics these days, but it's intentionally that way because they're trying to kind of fill a gap between the light duties and the heavy duties. If you don't really need a full heavy-duty pickup, but you want more for towing or hauling or whatever than a light-duty typically provides, that's the niche they're trying to fill. And that engine is quite good. And the other one was the Honda Pilot. So Honda had two of the top three trucks, they had one of those, and then of the top three cars, the Civic, of course. So of the top six cars and trucks, Honda had two, which is a pretty good accomplishment for them. It was the Honda Pilot three-row crossover SUV that was the third on the truck. And it was a fairly distant third, and the Nissan Titan, distant second, the Pilot, and the Titan was a pretty distant third. The voting for the Volvo XC90 was pretty overwhelming on that side. And then those final Car of the Year and Truck Utility of the Year winners, as you know, are announced the first press day of the show, which was last Monday, the 11th. Any other questions? Or you want to walk through some of the products at the show?
Yeah, let's walk through some.
Talk a little bit more about Volt and Bolt, or where do you want to go?
Yeah, I would love to talk about the Bolt in particular, because I think this is a bold step by General Motors. This is a vehicle that builds on the momentum of the Bolt and takes it a little step further, to say the least. The price point after federal and other taxes, under $30,000, and a 200-mile range. This may be the vehicle, Gary, that brings more mainstream Americans into the idea of having an electric vehicle.
It may be. You're right. And you have to temper those claims a little bit, though, because, again, I have heard somebody who's driven it say, well, maybe it'll go 120 miles. I don't know yet. Until I get in it and drive it, and a lot of other folks have, we don't know how good that 200-mile claim is. And also, you have to always throw in the caveats that depends. Electric vehicle range depends so much on where you drive, how you drive, even ambient temperature. If you're in San Francisco where it's cooler than L.A. and has a lot of hills, it won't go anywhere near as far as it will in Los Angeles, for example, where it's generally flatter and warmer. So we'll see about the 200-mile range. I don't think GM would claim it if it wasn't attainable, but it may not be easily attainable every day, everywhere, by every driver, if you see what I mean. And the price, they say under 30, but that's after the tax incentive. And they're talking about the federal tax incentive of $7,500. We don't know how much longer that will be available, but they're assuming it will be for a while at least. And that means it would probably, it's got to be listing to start in the 37 range if it's under 30 after the $7,500. So it's still a fairly expensive small car. And the reason for that, for any electric, is the battery cost is so high. And the more range you have, the more battery you have to give you that range, the higher the price is going to be. So that's the trade-off. Now, having said that, though, Mark Royce, who's the head of product development at GM these days, announced not too long ago that they will have the battery cost down to, and I forget the exact number, was it $125 or $145 per kilowatt hour? And I think he means as of this year. Now, that's down from $400 or $500 a kilowatt hour not long ago. So that's huge. That's if that's true, however soon that can be accomplished, because they're doing their own batteries in conjunction with, I think, LG. And if that's true, that really takes a lot of the price out of it. But still, at this point, it's going to be a $37,000, $38,000 car, and then you apply your one-time federal tax incentive if you get it under 30. And let me say one other thing about it, the extended range. I love the concept of the extended range electric, which is what the Volt is, but that adds another huge, not huge, but substantial layer of cost on top of the pure electric, because you have the engine and the hardware and the software that goes with it. So that's why the Volt is even more expensive. There's only one other extended range electric out there. As you know, that's the BMW i3. Which for an extra, I think, $4,000 or so, you can buy a little two-cylinder range extender engine. It's a great concept, but it does add a lot of cost to have the engine to keep you going once the battery is down.
And certainly with the price of gas being what it is, there isn't a great consumer pent-up demand for high-mileage vehicles. Gary, did you ever think that we would see these low prices again? I honestly never did think that we would see the under $2 price barrier. Lots of areas of the country, gas is selling for $1.50.
Yeah, I haven't seen $1.50. In Michigan, it's in the $1.80, $1.90 range most days. But no, to answer your question, I didn't think I would see it that low. I didn't think it would stay around $4 either, but the price of gas is so fluid and so dependent on so many different factors. We are down low. I would only caution people that we probably won't see it stay low forever either. It's at some point it's going to head back upward, and those things are mostly beyond everyone's control, including the U.S. government. There's not much they can do about it either, other than how they tax it. So anybody who says gas mileage doesn't matter anymore is not looking very far down the road. It always matters. It's just a matter of how much.
Well, Gary, we're going to get you back for a full hour so we can really dive deep into the Detroit Auto Show. Perhaps the next weekend, if you're available, we'll get you in one of our time slots, because time just flew with us here today, and I really always enjoy speaking with you, my friend. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you, Bob. I appreciate being on your show, and whenever I'm around.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.